right. Well, here we are. To dream again. To dare again. To feel enjoyment and happiness again. Or for the first time. To realize this is living. Be inspired. To see your life as an exciting journey of discovery. With your host of the Inspire Possibility Show, Mark Susnow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. It's Mark Susnow. You're listening to the Inspire Possibility Show, the show that hopefully will inspire you to new aspirations, to see things in a new way. And I have a special guest for you today. He's written a book on choices, and I know that I know how important choices are, how easy it is for some people to make choices and decisions, and how difficult it is for others, especially when that old resistance kicks in. And I think all the time we're making choices. We you know, make a choice to get up in the morning, when we get up, who to talk to, what to say, and that's sometimes a conscious choice, and sometimes we act unconsciously, and we do things, but we're not really intentionally making choices. So my guest is Rico Rakoski. He wrote a book called Just Two Choices. He also was a fighter pilot in the Air Force, and now he's a commercial pilot with, I believe, Southwest. And he spoke at the Harvard Business Forum and has a lot of interesting things to share with us. So welcome, Rico, to the Inspire Possibility Show. Thanks for being here.
Oh, Mark, it's an honor and privilege. Well, you know, thank you, and congratulations on all your successes with your three books and, you know, your perspective, too, and helping people to step into life more fully. So thank you for that, and congratulations.
Well, thank you, and I think we talked a little bit prior to the show about choices. I used to have on my voicemail the message of remember one thing, happiness is a choice. And I remember one time when I used to be a lawyer, I was in a deposition, and the deposition drug on and on and on, and the other lawyer drug it on because she's getting paid by the hour, and I was getting paid by the result. And I remember her saying to me, are you having fun yet? And this was a case that probably should have, the deposition really should have taken 1 or 2 hours, but instead she drug it on for like 2 days. And when she said, wow, are you having fun, I thought about that. That really was a profound thing about, you know, what is fun, and about can we just all of a sudden say, I'm having fun? Because I think a lot of times people are looking for that magic thing that's fun, as opposed to realizing sometimes you just have to make the choice to have fun. So so tell me about how you came to this decision to write this book, Just Two Choices.
Well, it's actually evolved, you know, over a long period of time. Perhaps, you know, as all of our work have, you know, you don't see yourself stepping into it. But mine goes back to sitting in high school in the bleachers, and you know, my grades were decent, but I mean, this is a curiosity, and I want everybody to understand it's a curiosity, it's an observation. It has nothing to do with my personal feeling about anybody else. It had to do with me just curious about how the mind worked. Even in high school, you know, so I'm watching, including my high school girlfriend, go across stage, getting awards and stuff in academics, and I'm like, well, what's the difference between them and me? I'm working hard, and I'm, you know, spending a lot of time on academics, and what's the difference? And, you know, just trying to figure it out. Again, not jealous, not any of those kinds of things. And as life started to evolve, things were worked out for me. My guidance counselor told me not to be a pilot. She recommended that I go to a junior college, and not get a 4-year degree. And what I'm leading up to here is that there are some people.
I wonder,
who,
Rico, if it's the same. high school counselor I had. You know,
now
in California.
Mine was a nun who washed the dishes at the Last Supper, so I think, I think she might
No, it wasn't mine. It wasn't mine, I know that.
And as it turns out, she was walking out of her office and she said to me, "Ms. Rakowski, you need to go to, junior college. You're not 4-year material. And, and I don't think you should be a pilot." And I wasn't angry. I wasn't upset at all. But I remember what I call in the book, Just Two Choices Moments. It was a Just Two Choices moment. Of course, every moment is a Just Two Choices moment. Some are just bigger than others. And I just remember turning to my left, looking over my shoulder and saying, acknowledging what she said and saying thank you or something like that. And walking out the office and saying, that doesn't sound right. I'm going to try anyway. And so it was a bit of a, it did take me a little bit longer than normal, to get into flight school and to work all that out. But after I was able to work it out, I was going, maybe there's lots of other kids being told similar things, and maybe there's a way I can help them. And I had this idea for this formula called Dreams Plus Action Equals Reality, because it explained to me, the formula came up for me to try to explain how I was replicating, how I could replicate what I was doing well, And
Rico,
was working out for me.
So what you're saying is this was dreams plus action
plus action equals
reality.
Right. And that's
so this
so that's
a formula to kind of shape for a person to shape their reality, would you say?
Right. Yep. And so when I came up with that formula, just to try to help me to understand with, here I had these questions in the past, I'm going, it kind of explains, consistency of your action. Makes everything can become real based on your choices of action. And so I thought, maybe there's a lot of other kids that are in this kind of a situation. And as my high school, English teacher, I'm the last person she probably ever thought would write a book. And I put a book together and I started working first with high school kids. And then I realized that through teachers that elementary was really the place to be. And so I started teaching Dreams Plus Action Equals Reality to fourth and fifth graders. And it worked.
Wow.
And here's the thing that was so much fun about it was, that, and that's exactly what I said when the elementary teachers first approached me and they said, "Hey, would you come by and talk to our kids tomorrow?" I had just finished talking with the high school. And I said, "About your fourth and fifth graders." And I said, "About what?" He said, "Talking about Dreams Plus Action Equals Reality, maybe a little bit about aviation." I said, "That seems really abstract." And their eyes got as big as saucers. And they just looked at me and they go, "Oh, no, they'll understand." And I they understood so clearly. And I said, in the back of my head, as I was talking to them, I was going, "Man, I really missed my mark here. I'm not an educator by trade anyway." And so I said, this is the place to invest positive choices, invest it early. So I worked with elementary school kids with that formula. And what I kept saying for, over 15 years is saying, every choice of action you take is going to take you either closer to what you want or further away from what you want. They're just two choices. And finally one day, I just kind of smiled to myself and I went, that sounds like a pretty good title for an adult book on choice, And so that's kind of how it evolved. So it actually evolved from the elementary school kids and working with them, and they get it. And you've seen in the book has a lot of visuals in it. I was originally going to art school. I'm in a very visual career now in aviation as well. So elementary school kids can't read a lot of words. So you had to make it a visual. And so that's how it all came together. And that's why you have the Just Two Choices diagram with the choice point on it and choice one and choice two, because that's how I was able to help it make sense to elementary school kids. And they got it that fast. They really get it. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's what I got to do.
Interesting. One of the programs I give is getting on the positive side of change. I call it your internal GPS.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
It's that positive side of change, that choosing to be on the positive side. And,
mm-hmm.
But sometimes, what you're really talking about is really being conscious about making that choice.
Right.
And so what I'm curious about is a lot of people, how are saying that everything's a choice, how is that really furthering us? That's what I was kind of trying to figure out. We're always making choices whether we do something or we don't do something.
Right.
Choices made
for us. And so I look at choice as, and I'm right with you on it. It has to do with raising awareness first, because you have to be aware that there's choices, the choices being made all the way around, and that's what coaches are for. I had the blessing to talk to Mike Hanifin, former coach of, former head coach for, I think it was St. Louis Cardinals. And he talked about when he was coaching Deardorff, was the name of one of the football players.
Who, yeah, that goes who way back.
Played. Yeah, it does.
Well, you're going way back, Rico.
Yeah, well, he was telling me about this player, you know, and I'm not a sports person myself, and this was back in March when we had the interview with him, and I had the chance to talk to him, and he said that so here's Deardorff, I guess it is, and he'd been playing in the pros for several years. Yeah, Dan Deardorff. Yeah. Been playing in the pros for a couple of years, and Hanifin went up to him and said, you know, if you just move your foot over to here into this position, and instead of having it there, you're going to find yourself more centered or more whatever. And at that point on, it was a game changer for him as a player. And so to me, that's about raising awareness of choice. You know, yeah, he wasn't aware that his foot was in the, you know, played all through college, but he played for Notre Dame, you know, and here he is, that one thing that a coach tells him and it clicks, but he was unaware of it for that time. Well, that's what choice is. You know, you're unaware of all those possibilities are out there because choice is life and life is choice. Everything happens at the speed of choice. You know, all of life is powered by choice. And so that's what Just Do Choices is about raising that awareness level so you can start to own your choices of, hey, this relationship isn't going well because, you know, I'm really not putting a lot of energy into this relationship going well. I'm really continuing to put energy into it going downhill. And as we know, what we repeat over and over again becomes a habit. But for us to change a habit, we have to be able to start with it starts with that very first step, that very first choice of doing something new and better, where you end up like Einstein talks about, you know, and saying he's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So what comes to mind through that discussion with regard to choice for you?
Well, what I was going to say is that, you know, it sounds like what you're really talking about it is about raising, as you said, raising our awareness, becoming more conscious, and understanding ourselves better to what motivates us, and to really be really self-reflect and honestly say, hey, am I happy? Am I really leading the life I wanted? If you're not, what do I need to do? You know, what do I need to do to change it?
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Is that what you mean by choice point? You talk about choice point.
Yeah.
And I was trying to, that was a sense I thought you were trying to get at. Like when you say there's a choice point, what exactly do you mean by that?
Well, in every moment in time, every choice, the choice point, if our audience were to just raise their fingers in a peace sign, you know, then the B where you're, you know, between your index finger and your middle finger, that's the choice point where you're going to go one way or the other, you know. You know, it's like the Y in a road. There's a point there at the Y in a road where you're going to go left or right, you know. And so that's the choice point. And every choice has a choice point. Are you going to make a new and better choice, or are you going to continue to make the same old choice, even something incrementally new and better? And that's one of the biggest things. I have three techniques I use every day. And the second one of them that I use is I use the phrase, they all start with I choose to raise my awareness of choice. But I'll talk about the second one first. I choose to tell my new story. Because as long as you keep saying to yourself, you know, I choose to tell my new story about how I'm going to find a better way to make this relationship work. I choose to tell my new story about how I'm going to find a way around this financial difficulty I'm in. You know, either it's going to be a book or I'm going to run into somebody who's going to be able to give me some information. I choose to tell my new story about how I'm going to turn, you know, my health around. And as long as we keep telling our new story, you know, by the time we arrive to what we would call a goal, you know, there's always a new story after that, a new and a better story. Mm-hmm. So as long as we say, I choose to tell my new story, that allows us, I think, to cover any situation that we're in, because anything, and based on our conversation too, I feel like you do, you know, every choice you make is a chance to take you either to the direction of empowering yourself and making the situation better, or it's going to keep you in the same old place, even if it's just something that's small, like looking up a phone number or, you know, or searching something on the internet. That's still a positive choice that's shifting the energy to that new and better way that you didn't have before. And as, you know, as the saying goes, journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. Now,
exactly.
You know, some people say, well, that's Pollyanna. That's kind of BS. It's kind of unrealistic. And I say, well, what's your other choice? What's the alternative? For us to have the same conversation 3 weeks from now? because you didn't make a different choice to get started. The whole situation you're in now got started this way because you made a choice to continue to replicate that pattern, and that's why we are where we are. And if we don't make a different choice, we don't take a different road, a different route, however you want to describe it, you know, you don't use your internal GPS to get you
right.
back on the optimal path, you know, then this conversation will be next year, and it'll be the year after, and, you know, the year after that.
You know, one phrase I use in my new book, which is coming out soon, The Soul of Uncertainty, mm-hmm. are they a complainer or a gainer? And the gainers are the people you love to be around, right? But the complainers
right.
are the kind of people, whenever you see them, they're complaining about something. And it could even be a year has gone by, they'll still be complaining about what happened the year before. And
absolutely.
They haven't made the choice to realize, okay, you know what, this is the way it is. And what I see is what I really come down to is not so much choice, I guess in a way it's choice, but, you know, the work by Viktor
mm-hmm.
Frankl, you know, Man's Search for
mm-hmm.
Meaning, about he was in a concentration
mm-hmm.
camp, and he had to search for meaning of being there, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's really not, and what the learning from him is that we get to choose our attitude at all times. You know, our biggest
mm-hmm.
choice is
mm-hmm.
our attitude, not what happens,
mm-hmm.
but the meaning that we have about what happened. And to me, that's huge, is to have the free will, the choice, to choose the meaning we give to whatever happened, in a way of choosing our attitude.
Right. Well, absolutely. And, you know, and even that's just two choices. I choose to search for meaning, or I choose to not search for meaning. You know, and so because I choose to search for meaning, and on a regular basis, obviously, he continued to reinforce that searching for meaning, so that became a regular part of his life, you know. Well, obviously, I mean, a phenomenal part of who he is as a person. And I had the opportunity once to talk to Dan Rudiger, and I asked him, what percentage of life do you think is choice, and what percentage of life do you think is circumstance? And I think this kind of fits this situation here. If he said,
I'm familiar. Who's Rudy Rudiger again? Is that the
Rudy Rudiger from the movie Rudy? Put out
okay,
a few years ago.
Yeah, I saw that film.
Yeah.
Great, I loved it.
Yep, and so he, you know, I had a chance to talk to him, and he said, and I said, what percentage of life do you feel is choice? What percentage is circumstance? And it was, I thought, a brilliant answer. He goes, in that South Chicago accent, you know, he says, well, considering that your circumstance is where you are, and you got to where you are because of choices you've made, conscious and unconscious choices, and you're going to get out of the circumstances you're in by choice, then life has to be 100% choice because you made choices, and that's where you are. And to move into the next place of where you are is powered by choice. And so I thought it was a fascinating way to kind of describe, actually, I look forward to hearing more about your book, you know, about being in the present moment. And, you know, because that's the only place choice can be made. It can't be made 5 seconds from now. It can't be made back in the past.
Right.
It can only made. So it's a choice. Every choice is an investment.
It is. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's true. Like, the decisions we've made, right, if we look at we've created our life up to now, I would look at, hey, you know, I have this thing about kind of a thing I came up with. Actually, a friend of mine suggested it to me. When we're kind of down to kind of look in the mirror and look at yourself and go, I got you, babe. You know, it's just, I mean, it's just like every time I do that, I did it at a talk one, everybody cracked up, you know, and it's true. If you really, to love yourself, right, and to realize, you know what, I love myself, and the decisions I've made, they haven't all worked out maybe the way I would have liked, and the way that maybe I would have planned it out, but they've got me to this place in my life. Right now, and I like who I am.
Yeah.
And from this point on, I get to choose the direction I want to go. But to acknowledge where they are, be grateful for all the hard work and decisions they made and all the blessings, and say, okay, I'm ready for the next phase. And with that awareness, so that you can start to make the positive choices that will, you know, kind of get you going again. And because it's so easy, you know, a lot of people say not making a choice is a choice.
It is a choice.
And,
yeah.
You know, and although could it, you know, I mean, it is and it isn't. I mean, in the sense, I think anyway, that it's like maybe, you know, people just have a difficult time, you know, making choices or making decisions. And they more or less, I mean, I know when I was a lawyer, I used to get a lot of mail. And even now, you know, with all the email stuff, right, you get all this
stuff.
And you know, you choose some, you just delete right away. Boom, boom, boom. Others, you go, well, okay, I'm not sure if I want to read this. So you leave them in your inbox for a while or you move them around a little bit. But you, at some level, you know, after 3-4 days, if you haven't read it, you know, and it's still there, go, okay, well, I'm going to delete it now. You know, it's like
sometimes
I make choices. I go, but I come back again to this idea of choice point, because I think there's potentially more there than we've talked about so far. This point of there's like a knowing of when, you know, we're in our life, and there's a knowing when we say, okay, I have to go in this direction. You know, where we make, we just know inside of us there's something for us to do. We're called to do something. And there's that awareness, you know, that you've talked about before. We say, okay, this is what I got to do. And I'm just wondering, in your work, you know, does that choice point, which is awareness of when you get that insight, it's like an insight. This is what I need to do. And it could be anything.
Yeah,
it could be a health challenge. It could be a relation, or, you know what, an acknowledgement. You know what? This relationship is not happening. I remember one time when I was in my 20s, I had an on-and-off relationship with this woman that I really, really liked at the time. You know, of course, I was in my 20s. And I decided to move in with her and gave notice where I was living, and everybody wanted the house I was renting. And I moved in with her. And after the third day, I realized I made a mistake. And after the third day, I acknowledged I made a mistake, told her, and moved and went back to my old place. And, you know, to all of a sudden it hit me that I made a mistake. And I, you know, made that decision to act on it, to say, okay. To acknowledge, I mean, sometimes, you know, to acknowledge you made a mistake and you made the wrong decision. That's like a big thing, you know, and there is a choice point there to where you go, okay, I just can't do this anymore, rather than beating my head up, or, for example, for you to make the decision that you wanted to fly. You know, it's something inside you. I don't know if it was like an intelligent choice, but it was more of like a, I don't know. What kind of feeling was that for you? Was it like something? How did you know you wanted to fly?
It's probably the same as what you know, the things you've been describing. You know, what comes to mind is when I've worked with the kids is I'd say, you know, these big dreams and goals that we've just worked out, because we do we'd have them go through a goal setting exercise where they'd actually come up with their, you know, they'd probably have a list of 15 or 20 dreams and goals in elementary school, and then we'd have them pick their top three. You know, and so these dreams and goals that you're talking about, you know, certainly they're well off into your future, but they're made of small choice points. Every little choice point adds up or accumulates, just like what you were talking about earlier in the show. You know, you are the sum total of all your choices, you know, and so I convey that idea to the kids. Yes, this dream or goal of being an attorney or being a doctor or being, you know, genetic and engineer, and I've worked with kids from inner city to Native American reservations, to suburban areas and rural areas, and somehow these elementary school kids, no matter where they're from, they have this database where they kind of like know all these different dreams and goals and are about all the same. It's phenomenal. It's like the Borg, you know, when it comes to dreams and goals. Well, my point just being, that's what I'd say to them. You're reaching that dream or goal is a summary of all these different choices of action that you have to make right now with your schoolwork and how you're going to interact with your friends. And so, you know, that's kind of going back to your question, you know, I think that my making that choice to be in aviation, it was the sum total at the time of my passion for what I wanted to do, stuff that I'd read, that at some point in time, things I'd talked to people about, you know, my uncles and my dad and my mom about flying and the support being there, so that when you get to that particular flashpoint, you want to call it, you know, that intuitive part,
right.
It just clicked. And so I would say it's kind of the accumulation and sum total. So we get to cherish those big choice points, but in our lives, every day is filled with, every moment is filled with a choice point, but they just add up to that big choice point. And we're taught to focus on when I graduate from law school, when I graduate from
right.
high school, but
right.
there's a whole lot of
when instead of the now. So, Rico, all these ideas we've talked about choice and your history and everything, they're in your new book, Just Two Choices. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
And how do people get your book? What are they
Well, the easiest thing to do, and I'm just excited to be able to, Mark, to be on your show and to be able to talk about it.
Well,
and
thank you. It's been great.
Yeah, you know, I'm enjoying it too, and again, congratulations on all your successes and everything. I got to say this though,
you're one of the fastest talkers of anybody I've had. I want to keep up with Rico.
Well, I'll tell you what, the pace that's kind of the pace when you're talking on the radio in air traffic control. You know, you got to squeeze it in. It's a rhythm all its own, and I guess sometimes it it takes over my vocabulary, my language a little bit.
And
so,
you know, I noticed also. So you know, you said you fly for Southwest. Did I get that right?
Yes, I do.
So you probably fly out out in California a lot, then, right?
Yeah. A couple of days we'll be going through Sacramento and bounce. We call it bouncing up and down the California coast.
I'm in Marin County, which is right across the bay from San Francisco or Oakland, you know.
Wow, beautiful.
So what about the book? How do they want to, you know, people probably going to say, hey, I want to get this guy's book. What do they need to do?
I'd recommend if you could be so kind as to go to www.justtwochoices.com and just download for free the welcome section and the first chapter, and you'll have everything you need to know to get started. You don't need to make this a 400-page treatise on or study of anything. You're already, you know, all of us are already making choices in our lives every single day. And when you see the visuals, you'll see how you apply Just Two Choices to put Apollo 11 on the moon, and it's used to make extraordinary customer service, and it's used to lose weight, and it's used, and all that is in chapter one and in the welcome. That's more than enough to get started. So I would just encourage people to just download that for free and start your New Year's off with making positive choices and being able to align it with this idea of it's one thing or the other, which is what we've already been living with all our lives. So thanks for giving me the chance to advertise.
Right. Well, so it's always one thing or the other, and might as well enjoy what that one thing or the other is and make that choice to do that. And that's the thing that we've talked about today and maybe a little bit before we went on air, is that it's this choice to just decide we're going to have fun. You know, one thing I like to do is I always ask myself in the morning, I wonder what the highlight of my day is going to be.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, I always like to do that. I always wonder, what's the highlight of my day going to be? So, Rico, you know, we're running out of time. And so what I like to do is ask my guests one or two questions. And the show is called the Inspire Possibility Show. You know, that everybody knows about, and you know about it. So what inspires possibility in your life?
Now I would say at this level, being involved with choices, choice through this book, is the idea of every choice leads to new and better choices, you know. So how far can you go with choice? Well, it's obviously, how far will I choose to go with my choices? So it's just wide open now. It's like it's limitless. Yeah, because it's all based on how far I choose to continue to pursue whatever it is I want to pursue. So it's like choosing to have no fear and step into living a full life. You know, that before, when I was a lot younger, when I grew up in an alcoholic family, you weren't sure what those possibilities were. So that's how I'd say it. I just tell my news, keep making new and better choices every day.
And well, right now I'm inspired by my new book. It's done, and we're going to have an official release date February 1st, and I'm excited. I finally decided to make that the date, and I've been in the process of, you know, getting support and different, you know, endorsements from different reviews, and I'm excited about that because I've put a lot of energy into it, and it stretched me because my other books were nonfiction. and this is mm-hmm. stable. So it stretched
me. Oh, nice.
So I'm excited about growing and expanding. And what I really find very rewarding is that when you make the choice, back to your thing, to realize life is all about growing and expanding. It's constant
yeah.
evolution. And make that
yeah.
choice again to you know, I think as I get older, I even though there's, you know, ups and downs and uncertainty and all that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
I think I've made the choice, you know what, I'm going to enjoy myself. You know, life isn't perfect in one level, or to really, you know, redefine how you look at perfection. But I think I've learned how to enjoy life more,
mm-hmm.
and that's very gratifying.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, Rico, so much for being
my guest
on the Inspire Possibility Show. And next week, again, we're going to have another great guest, and hopefully you join us.
You've been listening to Inspire Possibility Show with Mark Susnow. To learn more about Mark Susnow, go to inspirepossibility.com and click on the contact button. Schedule a complimentary visit with Mark or email him at mark@inspirepossibility.com. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine.